Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Living and Thriving with Rusty.
Good morning, good evening, good afternoon to all my blessed beloveds out there in Radio Land. It's Humpity Hump Day or Living and Thriving Day with Rusty. And guess what? I'm Rusty. Chloe and I had a terrific morning. We did some laundry. We have been apartment hunting. And we had a little tiny picnic. And it's beautiful out. It's just beautiful weather. So we're fortunate. We're just feeling really, really good. Loving the time that we get to spend together right now. It's long overdue. And today's show is sponsored by Lady Hawk Investigations, a full private investigation firm. You can find out more information about Lady Hawk on my website. So go down to the website, click on her link, and we'll get going there. And that's Rusty, R-U-S-T-I-E, MacDonald, M-A-C, capital D-O-N-A-L-D, .com. Also sponsored by ASEA.
ASEA is the first and only source of balanced, stabilized redox signaling molecules outside the body. What does that mean? Enhanced immune function, protection against free radical damage, boost efficiency of the body's own antioxidants by up to 500%, and provide superior support to athletes for starters. To learn more about this amazing one-of-a-kind product and how it can enrich your life, go to ASEA-rocks.com. That's ASEA-rocks.com. Or call Teresa at 206-454-9226. Again, that's 206-454-9226.
Now, I have to say that we are really, really thrilled about today's show. I have Brad Stone on, and he is called the Babe Magnet. His book it talks about post-divorce and how to attract or detract women. And so I'm really looking forward to chatting with him. If you have any questions, feel free to call in at 347-205-9443. And we can talk to the Babe Magnet directly in regards to, you know, the soul searching that you go through after divorce, which I can totally and completely and utterly relate to, and all of the faux pas and epic fails in dating. So I'm looking forward to him dialing in, which will be any minute now. Chloe is sitting here, and she's building structures on her tablet. So that's really fun. You want to say hello to everyone? She's shaking her head. No, Mama, don't make me. We are trying to find a really nice camping area for the next few days. It's perfect weather for camping, and we're ready to go. So if you all have any suggestions or recommendations in regards to campsites in the area, let us know. We are super excited about our first round of hardcore heavy backpack camping. It'd be cool. As far as the radio show lineup, I have to tell you, I also have to remind you as I babble along, that I am part of a new radio show called Ask the PI, or Ask API, and you can find more information on facebook.com/AskAPI, and you can see that David and I are teaming up to offer advice and understanding as to what private investigation really is about, what it can do for you, as well as some cases, you know, obviously confidentially. Nothing will be shared, but if you have questions, make sure that you tune in and stay on my newsletter so that you get more information. We're going to go for a quick commercial break while I try to go find Chad.
Tune in weekly to Living and Thriving with Rusty, Inspiration on Tap. Rusty explores topics related to mind, body, and soul. For more information, go to her site at rustymcdonald.com. Not McDonald like the farmer, or certainly not like the fast food. Rusty McDonald, just what the doctor ordered. Listen to Living and Thriving with Rusty, Inspiration on Tap. Tune in weekly to Living and Thriving with Rusty, life coach, radio talk show host, single mom, and blogger.
You know, I love that commercial. Chloe and I get a giggle. We've heard it so many times, and yet we still crack up each and every time when we hear that. Because, no, I'm not in any way, shape, or form a happy meal, but I am incredibly happy. So many blessings there, right? Chad, I'm not sure where you are, but dial in, my friend. We are waiting for you, and time is running out. Just Facebooking him. Isn't that amazing, the whole Facebook thing? Rich. So I'm also part of an organization called Applaud Women, Empowering Women. It's a great networking group. So definitely check out Applaud Women. It's all about women entrepreneurs, business, and how to really, you know, thrive in the business world. Sometimes it's very difficult depending on your industry, for sure. I know that in my industry it is a little easier, but for the most part it's not. And again, just waiting for Chad to dial in. And we can talk a little bit about the radio show lineup. That's for sure. Kelly and I are sitting in the Starbucks parking lot. Let's see. We have... Ding, ding, ding. On Sunday night, I have Robert Kopecky. He is an author, and I'm really looking forward to him because he's about relationships. And that's going to be exciting, and it's perfect to go from Chad to talking about being the babe magnet and how to attract or detract a partner, and then talk about relationships and how to keep them going. Again, living and thriving, that's what we do here day to day. Is that my friend Chad? Did you just dial in?
Hello, this is Chad. I didn't know I was supposed to call in. I just went to your website and looked at the radio show, and it's like, oh, this is a different number than the one I called. So, hi there.
Yeah, sorry about that. Well, welcome to Living and Thriving with Rusty. You're on air.
Well, hi there. It's a pleasure to be here.
So, Chad, who are you and what do you do?
My name is Chad Stone, and I am a 50-something-year-old man who was married for quite some time, and I got divorced, and I found myself single again in my middle years, and I was completely lost. So I decided to venture into the world of dating again in the 21st century, which I can tell you is a whole different world all by itself. You know, it's unlike anything else.
How many years were you married?
I was married for 25 years.
Wow.
So and to put this into perspective, I mean, that's a long time, right? And so I was in the married world for 25 years. And when I got divorced and I was newly re-single, I realized I hadn't been out on a date since Ronald Reagan was president. So, when you say it that way, you realize, okay, yeah, I really was out of the loop, you know. The world has changed a lot since Mr. Reagan was president. The first time I was single, there was no internet. There was no such thing as, there was no text messaging all the time, and there were no online dating sites. I mean, the world was a different place, and I had to learn it.
I recently divorced as well, and it was 16 years, not quite the 25 that you mustered, but I made it 16, and you can't even have somebody pick you up at your house anymore, especially as a woman.
No, you shouldn't. You know, that's just that, and that's just smart, you know, smart modern living. I don't want to sound paranoid, and I don't generally approach things from that point of view. But sometimes you just have to be smart and take care of yourself, you know. And so, yeah, I mean, especially if you meet somebody online, what you do not want to do is invite them over to your house before you've met them out in a public setting and get a sense for what they are as a real person.
Yeah, it's a very different world, and I am a little younger than you. So when Reagan was president, I believe I was in kindergarten. I do vaguely remember him, but I remember Yoda and Star Wars way more.
Well, yeah, as well you should. The popular culture stuff tends to live on, and we revisit that. But the whole idea of, you know, kind of framing things in your life based on who's president is kind of a handy marker, because most people, even if you haven't even been alive during a particular presidency, it's like, oh, yeah, I remember that guy was president. I have no idea what he did, but that's a long time ago, you know?
Yeah, and it's fun. It's very fun to sit back and kind of look at the changes. I know for myself personally, going through this transitional period and this recreation period, it's terrifying to date. And then there's this whole new online dating, and that opens up a whole can of, you know, psychotic worms for the most part, at least in my particular background experience. And I am a full-time single mom now, and it's, you know, dating is very difficult. What do you
find?
Well,
it's complicated. You know what? I tend to lean toward let's not paint it with a negative brush, but let's recognize what's different about it. And so I tend to frame things in terms of, yeah, dating now, because, you know, you and I are both post-divorce, right?
Right.
It's just more complicated. And then you add to that the fact that there are other ways to connect with people, other ways to meet people, and I put meet in quotes because I'm not sure you really meet anybody online until you've actually met them in person. Those are two different realities. But yeah, absolutely, it's more complex than it used to be out there in the world and meeting people and ultimately, you know, trying to pair up with somebody who's compatible and might actually be the last love of your life.
So what did you find to be the most daunting and then the most exciting process of this reinvention place that you were in or are still in?
Yeah, I'll tell you what, when I started the process, I really did feel lost. I felt completely like a fish out of water who just didn't know what was going on. So I tried real hard to say, okay, this is going to be an adventure. This could turn out great. It could turn out not so great. But either way, it's an opportunity for an adventure. It's an opportunity for self-growth. And it's an opportunity to really get out there into a different world and see what's out there. And so I really tried to say, okay, what do I need to do to succeed in this world? And I took this on as sort of a challenge and sort of a self-growth opportunity, where I said to myself, you know, I'm not perfect. I know I'm not perfect. I'm certainly not perfect in relationships, or I wouldn't be divorced. What can I do to make me a better person? And what can I do to make me a better person who might be more interesting and attractive to a woman who is in a similar situation, who ultimately would like to not be single for the rest of her life either? You know, so if you kind of approach it as, hey, I can work on myself and I can make me a better person, then no matter what the outcome is and no matter what the timeline is when things happen, you're still making progress, so to speak. You're still working on yourself, and you're still maybe, in the case of me, I took it as an opportunity to learn some new things and you know, do some things that I kind of always wanted to do and never had time to or never made time for.
Yeah, I think for myself, it has been about 2 years of being completely single. I jumped into the rebound relationship, and that was an epic crash burn. In the last 2 years, it's really been evolving myself, learning about how to, you know, 16 years or 25 years, that's a long time to be a we versus an I. And
yeah, it is.
It's really amazing the difference. It's a large difference, I think, and it's a little bit of an adjustment because, you know, I think for the first year for me personally, and I'm not sure if you experienced this, I had developed this habit of always having to ask, well, will we want to do this? Will he be in the mood for it? That kind of thing. And now it's like, oh, okay, take a step back. It's just you now.
Right.
And that
right.
in itself is a process.
Oh, it sure is, and it takes a while. And you mentioned the classic rebound relationship. Hey, guess what? I had one too. And almost everybody who goes through this does that. And I think it's just a natural part of the cycle of moving from that we-ness to the okay. I'm making decisions for myself, and seems to me you kind of have to work that we-ness out of yourself. And that rebound relationship is one way to do that. And I don't know that anybody walks into a rebound relationship with their eyes completely open. But looking back on it, you can probably say, yeah, that relationship never had any chance of longevity. It was just I wasn't ready. You know, I wasn't ready for that yet.
Yeah. So what kinds of steps would you suggest the listeners take in regards to this whole process of reinventing yourself, recreating, and really getting to know yourself as an I versus a we?
Mm-hmm. Well, one of the things that I did, and I didn't do this all that consciously at the time, although part of it was me just, you know, kind of processing stuff, but I actually sat down with a legal pad on my couch and I said, what am I, and I wrote down at the top of the pad, what am I looking for in the woman of my dreams? And I just started listing attributes. I wrote down physical attributes, and I wrote down personality traits, and I wrote down, you know, things like, you know, does this woman have kids? How old are they? I really started to block out literally in black and white what it was I was looking for, and trying to process through what I might need to do in order to attract somebody like that. And I had one of those aha moments when I looked at the list and I read it through, and I had described the perfect woman for me. You know, in guy speak, she was a total babe. She was my ultimate babe, you know. And I say the word babe in the highest possible way. You know, this was a princess. This was you know, the perfect woman for me. But I wasn't feeling like the perfect man. You know, I was still wounded and still trying to figure out what I was doing in my new single life. And so I had one of those aha moments. And at the bottom of that page, I wrote down what turned out to be babe magnet rule number one, these little tidbits that I came up with along the way. And babe magnet rule number one is to be a babe magnet, you must believe you are a babe magnet. So you start with that, you know, self-fulfilling prophecy. And even if you don't feel it yet, you need to get yourself to the place where you know you're going to get there. And you know you're on, you know, you've taken that first step or two down that path to get to where you really want to go.
I absolutely, wholeheartedly, 100% agree with that. I have found that in my journey, and again, I can only speak for myself, but I know a lot of people can relate to it because I write a lot about my experience in the dating world and get a lot of feedback. But if you are not confident within yourself, if you're not comfortable with yourself, if you're not radiating your authentic being and you don't even trust yourself, your dating experience and trying to reconnect with or connect with anybody is going to limit you horribly. My experience was, you know, a very controlling relationship, and so I needed to go through the process of learning how and why that was attractive to me to avoid dating people that were similar.
Mm-hmm.
what did you find as some of those little caveats? Because, you know, I can absolutely tell you and imagine this beautiful, perfect, tall, strong, handsome, vivacious, adventurous man and create him, manifest him, so to speak. But, you know, I think it's a little bit more than that. So,
yeah, I mean, there's a zen to this. There's a cosmic, miraculous process. But, getting clear about what it is you want and having a picture of that man or that woman and trying to create that person in your life is part of it. That's a really huge part of it. It's the law of attraction aspect of it. But on the other hand, you've also got to be the kind of person who that person is going to be attracted to. And so I think most of us get into the I'll go out and seek mode before they realize that they've got to do some homework on themselves. And part of this is kind of bizarre in that if you think you're ready and you just kind of 100% go for it, in some ways you can keep that person or that goal away because you're just too focused on it. You know what I mean?
Right.
Sometimes you have to go through that process where, and maybe that's just the first part of the process, where you're really hyper focused and you know what you want and you're trying to create it. But later on in the process, you kind of relax into it and you go, I know that person's out there, or I know that job's out there, or I know that amount of money is out there, and it will come to me at the perfect time when I am a perfect match for it. When you relax into it that way, things tend to happen easier and faster without as much effort. There's a certain cosmic connection that you tap into. And I don't know how else to explain it. That's the way I experienced it. And that whole idea that we were talking about the rebound relationship, you know, you go after something with that single-minded, I'm ready for it. Oh, here it is. I'll grab it. That's sort of the mentality you're in when you get that rebound thing going and you're really not ready for the ultimate one that's even better.
It's like going to the grocery store hungry.
Yeah, yeah. That's a really good analogy. You know, when you're famished, you go to the grocery store, everything looks good. You're not nearly as picky as you should be, and as you usually are when it comes to things that you're, putting inside your body. You might be so hungry, a Twinkie looks good. And then
exactly.
The next day you're going to go, what was I thinking? I never eat Twinkies. That's just dumb. So,
yeah, I mean, it's a great way to really think about how this process works because, we have been we for so long, and then now all of a sudden we're an I, and that's really kind of staggering. You have to step back and go, wow, now what do I do? Like, I don't even have a basic conversation like I used to. You know how you get into those ruts and those routines and those habits, and then all of a sudden that changes, and now you're having to recreate all of that. And I love thinking about all of the human hypocrisies and dichotomies that we are and offer, and in this process of recreation and reinventing yourself, you really have to sit back and go, okay, are you starving? If you're starving, grab an apple back and observe. Then go grocery shopping because, you don't want to get the rotten salad. And if you continue to make
absolutely
mistakes
not.
And you're not aware of it, you're going to continue to rebound, so to speak. But this is a great time because it's almost the time that we have to end. We have about 3 minutes. I want you to shamelessly plug yourself and your book, and I'm just so thrilled that we had an opportunity to converse.
Well, you know what? When I wrote Confessions of a Middle-Aged Babe Magnet, I was basically doing therapy for myself. I didn't realize it was going to be a published book. But it is an example of kind of doing the work and coming to grips with who you are and where you want to be. And so I use that title, you know, Confessions of a Middle-Aged Babe Magnet is very, very tongue-in-cheek, and it's kind of meant to be provocative. But anybody who's ever been single is probably going to enjoy just reading the process. I tried to make it light and funny, and I tried to put little tidbits of advice for men and women throughout. So, yeah, I mean, I'd love to talk further about the book, but more than anything else, I just want people to know that, you know, whatever it is they're facing, they can work themselves through it and successfully get to where they want to be.
So give us an idea of what a middle-aged babe magnet can do. Like, give us the top three steps in 30 seconds, 10 seconds.
All right. My number one theme in the book is that no matter who you are, where you are in your life, and how old you are, it's never too late to find your soulmate. No matter what's happened, you know, you're no longer in the relationship you thought was going to be the one. Maybe the soulmate for the next part of your life or the rest of your life is out there. And if you do the work on yourself and you open yourself up to the possibility that better things can happen, you can find the perfect person for you. So
yeah, mine hasn't been born yet.
Say what?
I said mine hasn't been born yet. I'm going to J-Lo.
You're really going for that younger guy then, huh?
No, actually, I was not intentional. It's just turning out to be that way. So where do we find your book? Where do we find more information about you? How does the audience get to connect with you and learn more about you?
Okay, my main website is middleagedbabemagnet.com. You go there and you can see the top 14 babe magnet rules, you know, the bits of advice that I think are crucial for anybody who's who's single or working on their relationship. You can click through to the Amazon link to buy the book. The book is on Amazon.com. You can search either on Google for middle-aged babe magnet or for Chad Stone, and I will come up.
Very cool. So, Chad, you've got about 60 seconds left. Give us your wisdom, your advice. What do you want people to take away from today's show?
What I would love for people to realize is that even after a relationship breakup, which is something that's pretty tough for a lot of us. Let's face it, it's a big deal. It's a life-changing event. It doesn't have to be the end of your happy years. You know, work your way through it and take the opportunity to do what it is you'd like to do now that you're no longer a we, as you were saying. You've got some time on your hands. You've got an opportunity to do what you want to do. One of the things I did was I started taking dancing lessons. You know, it sounds kind of silly, but it was a really good activity for me. And it was a way to get myself out of the house and out into the social world again. So whatever it is for you, you know, go ahead and take that art class. You know, go ahead and start writing a book. We've all got a lot more creativity in us than we tend to use, and it's a really good time to kind of honor and explore that.
Absolutely, and being as cathartic as possible, and I love the use of creative mediums because that is a cathartic process of growing, healing, and really journeying through the peaceful life. About 60 seconds left. Chad, big hugs to you. I am absolutely going to have you on the show again. I'd like to talk to you more in depth. And thank you. Thank you for, you know, high-fiving the whole journey of dating in this crazy world that we live in.
Well, thanks for having me on. It was a pleasure talking with you. And you can tell that you and I could talk at great length about this because, you know, it's such a crucial part of life. You know, those transitions. And if you get a chance, you know, and have the time and the focus and you work through those transitions, those are the parts of your life that you look back on and you go, man, I really grew a lot there. And I am
That's
so
great.
Glad I went through this.
Very cool. So, Babe Magnet, high five to you. I've got about 5 seconds left. Lots of love, and we'll have you back on. You're listening to Living and Thriving with Rusty, and that was Chad Stone, the Babe Magnet. Check out his book. Go to his website at thebabemagnet.com, or just Google Chad Stone, or if you're on my Facebook, he's my Facebook pal. And until Sunday night, know that I love you. You're beautiful. I am so thrilled to be able to walk this path with you and learn and meet some amazing people all over the world. Until then.
You're listening.